that I would not say so. If it weren't for us, our laboring men, what would those bakers do? They'd eat up all the old weaverly bread, and so the game comes in. Brewer's best, but I would not say so. If it went for us, for laboring men, what would those brewers do? They'd drink up all the old small beer, and so the game comes in. Oh, there's never a trade in all
On the button accordion at the end, this is our son-in-law, Sol Rose.
Good afternoon.
This is Martin Carthy on the guitar that sometimes works. This is Eliza Carthy.
Hello.
And I'm Norma Waterson. Hello, good evening. We come from, at least Martin and I do now, but we live in Robin Hood's Bay, which is up the northeast coast of Yorkshire. And about 4 miles away is Whitby, where Captain Cook did built the Resolution and the Endeavour, and did all his made all his maps to come over here. And why was I saying that? Oh, I know. Yes, I was telling you about Racabella, which hasn't anything to do with that at all.
So that it's not a sausage.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. There's a ceremony there.
Aha.
There's a ceremony in Whitby which is called the Penny Hedge Ceremony, and it's gone on for about 900 years or so. And what happens is that three families, the descendants of the original three wrongdoers, have to build a hedge in the upper harbour, which has to last for three tides, and they have to build it with a penny knife, and that's why it's called the Penny Hedge. And Martin's going to sing a song called Racabella, which is very, very, very similar to it. In that,
I chop this into little bits.
Here, use some of this.
In that, 900 years ago, the three families of these three descendants were chasing a wild boar through the woods, and they came upon a hermit's cave, and they chased him into the hermit's cave, and the hermit, who was a holy man, said, "You can't do that. I've given him sanctuary." And so they killed him as well as the wild boar. And and from then on, 900 years, they've had to build this hedge. I mean, it's ridiculous, really, isn't it? But it still carries on. And
all they need is big wellies and a little knife.
And the two men build this hedge. The two men build this hedge, and the last one has a horn. And he blows his horn, he shouts, "Out on ye, out on ye." So this is called Racabella, this song, and it has a wild boar in a wood, and it has knights, and it has a horn that is blown. And that's the connection.
Round of applause for the introduction.
Ladies and gentlemen, my mum.
I cappella. I do get myself tied up.
Did a good job there, darling. Houdini couldn't have done better. I once busked as an accompanist to an escapologist on Tower Hill.
Did you?
I did.
What's that got to do with this song?
Well, what you were doing was great. Tie yourself in a knot and get out and have people pay you.
Okay, Rockabella.
I think we should do the song.
Oh, it's a long time ago. Yeah, it's called Rockabella, isn't it? Okay. One, two, three, four. Young Rockabella to the woods he has gone. Rockabella, Rockabella, ride it all down to the
die. Die, Roddy, Rudy, Ida, Daddy, the die. Daddy, Rudy, Ida, Daddy.
Rockabella down the wood like yesterday. Woman in a tall tree, Rockabella seemed to arrive.
Die, Roddy, Rudy, Ida, Daddy, the die. Daddy, Rudy, Ida, Daddy.
Woman, oh, why they sit up so high? Come you and I to the line.
Why, Roddy, Rudy, I the daddy, the die. Daddy, Rudy, I the daddy.
There's one boy living down in the wood. Cut your throat and you drink your blood to the line.
Why, Roddy, Rudy, I the daddy, the die. Daddy, Rudy, I the daddy.
Rockabella come to the wild boar's den. There we saw the bones of a thousand men to the line.
Die, Roddy, Rudy, I'm the daddy, the die. Daddy, Rudy, I'm the daddy.
Young Rockabella put his horn to his mouth. Blew it to the north and he blew it to the south to the right.
Die, Roddy, I'm the daddy, the die.
This is another song that's just from up the coast from where we live. It's called The Bonnie Fisher Boy. And it's not really a great history of it, and there's not much of a story. It's all really about love and fish, which, yes, that's about all there is to do on the northeast coast. Mostly about cockles. The Bonnie Fisher Boy.
I got an invitation to go to a funeral, but to my sad misfortune now the fella didn't die. The manager, he said he was vexed at disappointing us, but he apologised and might we let the thing go by. To make up for disappointing us, he took us in and treated us. He bought pints of porter for a company of 10, until one fella questioned him his money he was squandering. So we put the fella's eyelid into mourning there and then. Now the owner of the beer shop, when he saw our solar coming, he gave orders to evict us, but of course we did refuse. So he whistled up some loungers who were sitting in the corner, and for 10 or 15 minutes we were badly abused. Then we left the beer shop, and down the street did stagger, and a gang of corner boys started pelting us with mud. We told them to go easy, and they said that they were doing so, and so we turned on them and left them lying where they stood. Now the next that we met was a gang of Salvationers. They rifled all our pockets and they asked us, were we saved? And little Mick McGinty was invited to the station for inquiring of a policeman if his appetite was shaved. To make up McGinty's bail, we all took off our undershirts, and down to the pawn shop we took the jolly lot. We asked for 10 and 6 pence, the price to free McGinty. But he's had enough already, was the answer that we got. So we got the 10 and 6 pence and went off to free McGinty. But the devil take the beer shop that met us on the way, for we couldn't pass the corner without taking some refreshment, and we spent every penny of the fine we had to pay. Then we bought a concertina for to make the high hilarity, though none of us could play, though we tried out best and worst. We knocked a lot of noise from it. If it was any benefit, we handled it so gentle that the bellows it did burst. So we got some hot potatoes for to mend the concertina, and then someone hit Maloney with the carcass of a cat. He buttoned up his whiskers and began to read the riot act. He swore he'd put two heads upon the villain who did that. Then Maloney hit McGinty, and McGinty hit some other man, and everyone hit anyone to whom he owed a spite. And the cripple McNamara, who was sitting saying nothing, got a kick that burst his eye for not indulging in the fight. Now the drinking it was innocent, the sense was nearly out of us, as for a bit of rioting we quickly did prepare. We battered one another till we weren't worth 3 halfpence, and I'm sure there was a carpet on the floor of skin and hair. We battered one another till the police separated us. They marched us off to jail with broken noses and black eyes. They marched us off to jail, and for me it was a lesson for to never go to funerals until the fella dies. Thank you. Thank you. I wish I'd written that.
Right. The Bonnie Fisher boy.
Back to love and fish after a brief intermission of battering. I wish I'd written that too. I didn't even mean it either. It's terrible.
Doing a song when we're trying to tune is that it means we can't tune anymore. Well, it's very good and everything, but I'm nearly there.
Before I had been long away, the fisher boy fell in with me. A sailor I will never marry, nor soldier, for he's got no brass. But I will have a fisher boy, because I am fisher's lass. Oh, the bonny fisher boy that brings the fishes from the sea. Oh, the bonny fisher boy,
the fisher boy got hold of me.
Just as you enter the road, there lives the bonny fisher boy,
the fisher boy that beats them all.
Thank you very much.
We can do two more double hornpipes called Dorrington Lads and Adam Abel. They come from a gypsy piper called... I thought you said he was gypsy.
Nope, they're gypsy tunes, but he want a gypsy piper.
Close, but no sugar.
Hey, cool. Comes from a piper who wasn't a gypsy at all.
Apparently, in its day, the first tune was... the most famous English border gypsy tune around. But nobody knows it anymore, and the reason for this is that this tune was current in about 1733 and frozen to death at 5:30.
It doesn't go like that. You're right when you say it, doesn't it? 1, 2, 3, 1.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Most of the traditional songs have a basis in some truth or other, and this is one of them that comes from Norfolk, and it comes from an old friend of ours who sadly died last year, a man called Walter Pardon, who was a carpenter and lived in Norfolk, in just outside Norwich. And it's a version of the Raggle Taggle Gypsies, and about 400 years ago, the Earl of Cassillis's lady ran away with a lot of gypsies, and the gypsies were hung for their trouble. history doesn't tell us what happened to her, but in the last 50 years, it's happened twice to the same family. They're not having much luck, are they?
Well, he isn't.
And it was reported in our local, well, not our local paper, in the national paper about 5 years ago, that the Earl of Cassillis's lady had run away again, and this time with a travelling salesman. And he wasn't hung for his trouble.
It's not what I heard. Oh, thank you, three people.
They must be Morris dancers.
It's just the three people that are awake. I don't care.
Okay, this is the Raggle Taggle Gypsies.
Can you turn Saul up a little bit? I can't hear him.
Thank you.
Three gypsies come round to my door, and downstairs ran my lady all, and one sang high and one sang low, and one sang Bonnie, Bonnie Biscay all. Then she took off her silken gown and dressed in hose of leather all, the dirty rags around my door. She's gone with the raggle taggle gypsies all. Late at night, my lord returned, inquiring for his lady. All the servants one and no reply. She's gone with a raggle taggle gypsies all. Go harness up my milk white steed, go fetch to me my pony. So he rode high and she rode low, and he rode through woods and courses too, until he came to a wide open field, and there he espied his lady all. Sheets turned down so gray, the odds and I chew by in the cold open field.
raggle taggle gypsies all.
Thank you. We're going to do some English tunes now. The first one is called the Rowling Hornpipe, and it comes from Lancashire, which is in the northwest of England. The second one is somebody from Lancashire. The second one again comes from Lancashire. And it's called Our Cat Has Kitted, which seemed like a good reason to write a tune. The third tune is about the second tune that Liza ever learnt on the fiddle, and it was Brian McNeil that taught her it, and he wrote it, and it's called Bleaton Gardens. And the last tune again is from Lancashire, and it's called The Sportsman's Hornpipe.
See, the first two are what they call double hornpipes. They just are. Two, three.
Thank you.
Eliza's about the fourth or fifth generation of my family to make music, and we don't know Martin's family. He had a great-great-great uncle, Tom, who was one of the oldest Ullian pipers in Ireland. He lived through three centuries and was born in 1790-something and died in 1904.
1799, died in 1904.
Yeah, so...
I think that's amazing.
Just say yes, Dad.
Yeah, say yes, Dad.
Well, it works for me.
Most of my family, when I was growing up, played instruments and sang. And my dad was one of that generation who was musically, I suppose you call it, musically seduced by the jazz and the swing that came over to England with the American servicemen during the Second World War. And he used to play guitar and banjo. And I've known this song since I was about seven. He used to strum away along with it. It was written by a man called Fred Fisher. And it's called Ain't No Sweet Man Worth the Salt of My Tears. I'm shaking like a leaf on a tree that's come and loose from its stem. I'm shaking like a leaf on a tree because I'm come and loose from my mind. I'm like a weeping willow, weeping on my pillow. For years and years there ain't no sweet man worth the salt of my tears. Down and down he dragged me like a pain he nagged me. For years and years there ain't no sweet man worth the salt of my tears. Although I may be low, still I know I must tell him goodbye. Rather than have that man see me lay down and broken-hearted sisters, aggravating misters, lend me your ears, there ain't no sweet man worth the salt of my tears. Sisters, aggravating misters, lend me your ears, there ain't no sweet man worth the salt of my tears. Broken-hearted sisters, aggravating misters, lend me your ears, there ain't no sweet man worth the salt of my tears. Thank you. Thank you. This is a song, it's about a man taking a bet. And what he does is he goes down to London and he decides that he'll take a bet for 400 guineas, which is from about 1700 and something or other, so that's a lot of money in those days, that he won't say anything when anybody speaks to him. He'll sing to them. And they all think he's mad. I wonder why.
Funny old world.
And it's called John Hamilton.
Actually comes from the northeast of Scotland, comes from the Gavin Gregg collection. I just thought I'd tell you that because you won't know it from the way I'm going to sing it. But it is a Scottish song. Yep.
John Hamilton waited a wager for 100 guineas and 10. He would go down London City and never speak or but sing. So he sang,
"Tay, I addle tea, tay, I addle tea." So he sang, "Eat if I addle tea, I addle tea."
Policemen come running and shouting, a madman's coming along. Soon we shall see who he is, and we'll soon put an end to his song. So he sang,
"Tay, I addle tea, I addle tea." So we sang, "Eat if I addle tea, I addle tea."
They took him before the justice to see who he could be. Still he sang, "Eat if I addle tea," on with the singing went he. Brought him some pen and some paper to see if he would write. Still he sang, "Eat if I addle tea," on with the singing all night. So he sang,
"Tay, I addle tea, tay, I addle tea, tan." So he sang, "Eat if I addle tea, tay, I addle tea, tan."
Justice's daughter, a beautiful woman was she, saw John Hamilton singing, and on him she cast her eye. "Daddy, go open the chamber and let the young gentleman in. See that you use him genteelly and give him a bottle of wine." Oh, he sang,
"Tay, I addle tea, tay, I addle tea, tan." So he sang, "Eat if I addle tea, tay, I addle tea, tan."
Shilling to fly, give a gold ring to the lady, and on with the singing went he. So he sang,
"Tay, I addle tea, tay, I addle tea, tan." So he sang, "Eat if I addle tea, tay, I addle tea, tan."
John Hamilton won in the wager 400 guineas and 10. Went home with the justice's daughter, and that put an end to his song. She loved him for crack with his fingers, she loved him for singing a song, loved him for eat if I had a tea, tay, I had a tea, tan. So he sang,
"Tay, I had a tea, tay, I had a tea, tan." So he sang, "Eat if I had a tea, tay, I had a tea, tan."
London City and never speak or but sing. So he sang,
"Tay, I addle tea, tay, I addle tea, tan." So he sang, "Eat if I addle tea, tay, I addle tea,
very much. Thank you. This is going to be the last one. You can all go and have a drink or something.
Or a CD.
Stretchy legs.
Yeah, go and have a drink or a CD.
And we'd like to finish with a Methodist, primitive Methodist hymn, and this is called Stars in My Crown. We'll see you later.
I am thinking today of that beautiful land I shall reach when the sun goes down. When through wonderful grace by my Saviour I stand, will there be any stars in my crown?
Will there be,
any stars in my crown? When at evening the sun goes down, when I wake with the blessed and in the mansions of rest, why will there be any stars in my crown? In the strength of the Lord let me labour and pray, shall I watch as a winner of souls, that bright stars may be mine in that glorious day when His faith like the sea billows rolls.
Will there be any stars
in my crown when at evening the sun goes down? When I wake with the blessed and in the mansions of rest, why will there be any stars in my crown? Oh, what joy will it be when His face I behold, and with gems at His feet to lay down. It would sweeten my bliss in the city of gold, should there be any stars in my crown.
Will there be any stars
in my crown when at evening the sun goes down? When I wake with the blessed and in the mansions of rest, will there be any stars in my crown?
Will there be any stars
in my crown when at evening the sun goes down? When I wake with the blessed and in the mansions of rest, why will there be any stars in my crown?
We'll see you later.
See you later.
Thank you.
Thank you very, very much for coming this evening. This is the first time I've been in Brisbane, and it's absolutely wonderful. We went, Lazarus and I went shopping today on the river. It's great. Well, not on the river. I mean, we went onto the river and then went shopping.
I know what you mean.
And thanks very much for asking us, and thanks very much for Marcel for putting on the concert tonight.
And saving that poor man's leg.
Thanks very much.
Yes, he was on the telly today. Did you see him on the telly?
Saving that poor man's leg. Well done.
Safe. We're all safe from deep vein thrombosis up here, I can tell you. And why not? And thanks to Ben on the sound.
Yes, thank you, Ben. And we'd like to finish off with a song that comes from Yorkshire. And... it comes from South Yorkshire. Round about Christmas time and New Year, all the villagers get into the pubs and sing carols and hymns and things. And this is one of them, and it comes from the village of Dunworth. And it's called Jacob's Well. Thank you very much for coming, and thanks for staying.
Ah, Jay. Jacob's well a stranger sought his drooping frame to cheer. His drooping frame to cheer. Samaria's daughter led a Jacob's God was near. Samaria's daughter little thought that Jacob's God was near. Thus had she not a fainting mind for Richard had sighed, for Richard Drafts had sighed. Nor had Messiah ever come.
Messiah ever
kind. Those Richard Drafts denied. Nor had Messiah ever kind. Those Richard Drafts denied. This ancient well, the glass so true, written here's travels Britain's
trees. Jesus travels Britain
through. But who the stranger knows? Yes, Jesus travels Britain through. But who the stranger knows? No more. Behold the living waters flow. Come drink and thirst no more. Behold the living waters flow.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Oh, all right. We'll do Caledonia. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Okay. We're actually running against time because we're supposed to be out of here by 11.
There's just time for this one.
And we'll see you down the front if you want any CDs signing. Thanks very, very much. We've had a nice time. We hope you've had a nice time. Thank you. First I came to Caledonia, and I got loading at number 3, and I got lodging with Donald Norman. He had a daughter, could make good tea, and it was me and me brother Charlie, two bigger shavers you never did see, with spearing eels in the month of April, the starving slaves out on Scattery. I went to Norman's to buy some groves and a cake of salt and a pound of tea. But Norman said that I could not have them till fish got plenty on Scattery. So I went over to that big harbour. I only went for to see the spray. I saw to me like the queen of May.
first I came to Caledonia, and I got loving at number three, and I got lodging with Donald Norman. He had a daughter, could make a good tea.
Thank you, good night. Thank you.
Would you like to welcome the band back to the stage? Thank you.
Hello.
Hello.
Do you all have a drink? Good. We didn't. Okay. This is a song by Jerry Garcia, and it's called Black Muddy River. When the last rose of summer pricks my finger, and the hot sun chills me to the bone, when I can't tell the song from the singer, and I can't tell my pillow from the stone, I'll walk along by the black muddy river and listen me a song of my own. I will walk along by the black muddy river and sing me a song all of my own. When the last ray of sunshine hits the mountain and the stars start to splatter in the sky, when the moon hits the northwest horizon with a screech like an eagle on the fly, I will walk along by the black muddy river and listen to the ripples as they moan. I will walk along by the black muddy river and sing me a song of my own. Black muddy river, roll on forever. I don't care how deep or wide, if you've got another side. Roll muddy river, roll muddy river, black muddy river, roll. The black muddy river and
sing.